I'm Joe. I'm joined by my good friend Adam, and we're getting reacquainted after 20 years apart.
Yes, and today, in this special addendum podcast, we are asking another question. Joe, why are you considering moving to Tucson, Arizona?
I am thinking of moving to Tucson. News that will probably come as a shock to most people when we go public with it. You know, I've lived in Wisconsin now for about 13 years, and before that,
you've got to be used to it.
You'd think so, especially since I spent 4 years in Pittsburgh before this, and Pittsburgh's also semi-cold weather city, at least not a necessarily warm weather city.
Mm.
So you'd think after a combined 17 years of actual winter, I'd be used to it by now. And the truth is, it kind of goes in waves. I initially, you know, I was in Pittsburgh, and I didn't have a car, and so I spent a lot of time waiting at bus stops to take public transportation from point A to point B. And I spent a lot of time waiting at bus stops in the winter, and there are few things more frigid than standing outside when the temperature is 28 degrees and just standing for 20 minutes waiting. That is a really bone-chilling form of cold. So I was really excited when I finally got a car and I wouldn't have to do that anymore. And I moved to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's a degree colder than Pittsburgh is in the winter, an order of magnitude colder. And so I moved here, and the first couple of years were really rough, especially getting dumped on by snow and having to deal with buying a snowblower and figuring out how to clear a driveway on a regular basis. And so I went through a period when I was first here where I wanted to leave. And then I started getting used to the cold and used to the snow, and so I went through a longer period where I thought, no, this is okay, I'm used to it, I can tough it out and keep going. And then lately I've moved back into a period where it's like, nope, you know what, I really, really, really hate the winter. I don't mind it when it first gets cold. You know, I can do October, November, December, that's okay-ish. But then having to go through January, February, March, and three quarters of April before it legitimately gets warm again, I just hate it. I want out. I want to be somewhere where I don't have to worry about winter jackets. I don't have to worry about getting bundled up just to take the trash can out to the street on a weekly basis. And where I don't have to worry about whether or not my kids have lost their mittens for the 17th time this particular winter. I want to be somewhere warm. I want to be somewhere warm.
Wow, this honestly isn't what I expected, a weather-based reason for moving across the country.
Well, it's a weather-based reason for getting out of Wisconsin. It's not necessarily an argument for getting to Tucson unless you just consider the fact that Tucson is, the opposite of cold in every possible way. But it is an argument for getting out of Wisconsin, which is something I've toyed with for a long time. And I'm now getting to the point where, like, you know what? I can take maybe a year or two more of this. I don't know that I can take much more of it.
Well, all right. Well, that begs the question, why Tucson, Arizona?
So why Tucson? Well, the first half of my life, you have to remember, I grew up in southeastern Virginia. So I've lived in a warm climate before. And more to the point, I've lived in a humid climate before. Because if there's one thing I associate with southeastern Virginian summers, it is temperatures north of 90 degrees and humidity north of 80%, where you step outside and you almost feel like you're trying to breathe underwater in a swimming pool because the air is just that thick with humidity. And I'm sure I don't have to remind you what this is like because you've lived in Louisiana, you've lived in Virginia, and now you live in Atlanta. So this is pretty much your life outside of Korea and Colorado for a little bit. But one thing I learned growing up is I hate humidity. I really, really hate humidity. And Pittsburgh had humid summers. It's got three rivers, so why wouldn't it have humid summers? And Wisconsin has a ton of lakes. I had naively assumed, oh, it's the Midwest. It's in the center of the country. Surely there won't be humidity there. But no, we're surrounded by lakes, including, you know, an actual Great Lake. So Wisconsin summers are humid. And I hate humidity almost as much as, or maybe slightly more than, I hate the cold. And so Wisconsin, I've got the worst of both worlds. I've got a frigid cold winter. I've got about 4 weeks of spring and nice weather. And then I've got the hot, humid summer months. So when I started thinking about, well, if I'm going to leave Wisconsin, where do I want to go? The obvious answer is somewhere without humidity. And you run through your options and you realize somewhere without humidity basically boils down to desert climate. And so I started running through all of the options in the American Southwest. California, the regulatory political business climate is just not something I ever want to have to deal with in any way, shape, or form. I love visiting California. I love being a tourist in California. I would not want to live in California full time. So California's out. Utah is filled with Mormons, and they're nice people, but I'm not sure I want to live around them. So I'm scratching Utah off the list. New Mexico just seems like, I don't know, Mexico North, something really boring. There's probably a bunch of New Mexicans that think I'm being hideously unfair to their state, and they're right. It's just my impression of New Mexico is, eh. So New Mexico's out. Nevada is pretty much gambling, prostitution, and not much else. So Nevada's out.
And yet you didn't go there.
Yeah, yeah. So I think I've now eliminated pretty much every southwestern state except for Arizona. And Arizona seems to have the right mix of geographical interestingness, the right mix of large cities. You know, you've got Phoenix, which is a pretty decently large city in its own right. You've got the Grand Canyon. You got cities like Flagstaff. Flagstaff actually has actual winter if you want to experience that. And then you've got Tucson, which is surrounded by mountains. It kind of lives in a basin in between a couple of different mountain ranges. And I'd visited Tucson for work 5 years ago and hadn't seen much of the city, but I was thoroughly charmed by the portion I had seen. And one of my desires had always been to live somewhere where I could go hiking on a semi-regular basis. And Tucson, surrounded by mountains, is kind of the perfect location to be able to go hiking in. And so when I started thinking through, well, where would I possibly maybe want to live, Tucson just kept popping into my mind as a good option. And so we went in March, Christine and I, and did a 3-day visit where we would actually get the chance to experience the city, and I came away absolutely charmed by it. I think Tucson is a wonderful city, and in terms of where would I want to live, Tucson kind of feels like an ideal place. It's warm year-round. It's legitimately hot in the summer, but it's not humid at all, and it's not as hot as Phoenix. So it's got that going for it. It's got easy access to the mountains. One of the mountains that's nearby is Mount Lemmon and is high enough that you can get legitimately cold temperatures year round just by driving up to the top of Mount Lemmon, and has actually a ski resort up there. So if you want to do skiing or snow tubing or whatever else, just take a very short drive out of Tucson up Mount Lemmon and boom, there you go. And if you want more extensive stuff, take a slightly longer drive over to Flagstaff during the winter and do your winter stuff in Flagstaff. So it's like I can have the parts of winter I enjoy while getting to avoid all the parts that I don't like, and then I don't have to deal with humidity except for like a 6-week monsoon period. Outside of that 6 weeks, I don't have to deal with humidity at all.
On top of that, nobody's going to laugh at your cowboy hats anymore.
There you go. That is absolutely true.
So I'm fascinated by this self-generated aspect to, or the self-motivation involved here, because as much as I've moved around, I think there was generally always an impetus involved, and that doesn't seem to be the case with you. You just decided you don't really like it in Wisconsin, and you want to move somewhere else. That's admirable.
That's definitely true. I feel like I lived in Virginia because I was born there and grew up there. I moved to Pittsburgh because University of Pittsburgh was the college that I liked the best out of all of them that I actually looked into. So I picked Pittsburgh for the college, not for the climate. And then I got a job offer from Epic. Well, I found out about Epic and applied while I was finishing up my senior year. And I knew nothing about Wisconsin and certainly nothing about the Madison area when I applied for the job at Epic. It was just like, this is a good job. I'm going for it. And so I moved out there without the faintest clue of what I was moving into. So I feel like every move I've had so far has been outside circumstances pushing me and maneuvering me. And it's kind of like the feeling when you first move out of your parents' house and you're living on your own and you're like, I can do whatever I want. There's nobody telling me what I have to do. Yeah, I'm going to go to bed at 9:30 because I'm tired anyway. But I don't have to. That's the point. I don't have to. I can do whatever I want. And as far as living, it strikes me, you know what? If I'm not happy in Wisconsin, I don't have to be in Wisconsin. Epic's a good job. And there's a lot of things about Epic I'd miss if I leave. But I don't have to stay in Wisconsin. I can make the choice as a free agent to go somewhere else. And the more I thought about it, it was just like, you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to pick where I live. For the first time, I want to pick where I live based on the factors that I think are important and kind of pick the city that I think I'm going to enjoy the most and go there and look for a job there instead of letting circumstances decide where I go.
Okay. So, Joe, that begs the question. All these factors that are important to you that you're considering when you're deciding where to move. What about family, Joe? What about your family?
Family?
Your family in Dallas.
Oh,
why aren't you moving
family.
To Dallas, Joe?
Why am I not moving to Dallas? It's a fair question. All of my immediate family, all of my nuclear family growing up is in Dallas at this point. Happily so, for the most part. They've talked for years about wanting me to come to Dallas. So why am I not going to Dallas? Well, here's the thing. I visited Texas for business multiple times, mostly Houston. And I'm going to digress to Houston because I think it's important to the overall point. I love Houston. It's a huge city. It's a mammoth city. But Houston is a city with a ton of character. You land in Houston and you drive around and you pop in and out to different neighborhoods, and everywhere in the city feels different from everywhere else. And there's a lot going on, and it's got a vibrant food scene. It's got a vibrant art scene. It's got a vibrant, museums, zoos, everything about it is just really cool. I love the vibe of Houston. Honestly, Houston is where I would live if it weren't for the fact that Houston is infected with miserable humidity for 88 months out of the year. But then I visit Dallas when my parents move to Dallas, and I'm able to arrange because it's a mere 4-hour drive from Dallas to Houston. The two cities are close to each other as things go in Texas. And so I arrange on some of my business trips to visit Dallas either before or after the actual business part of the business trip. And Dallas, to me, feels like a really boring city. It doesn't give me any kind of the vibe that Houston does. It just seems bland and corporate and constant road construction and constant traffic and constant people zipping all over the place. Doing stuff. You know, it's almost, if I was going to pick one word to describe Dallas, it would be materialistic. Whereas if I was going to pick one word to describe Houston, it would be something like hip or vibrant or dynamic or something along those lines. But I think of Dallas, and it's just the word that comes to mind more than anything else is corporate. It feels like a city where it's a bunch of people looking to be successful, and they are. And Dallas has zoos, Dallas has museums, Dallas has restaurants, but the whole feel of the city just leaves me cold, honestly. I'd love to be near family. I really would. I love my sister. I love my parents. I even love my brothers. I'd like to be closer to them, and yet at the same time, the thought of living in Dallas itself just leaves me cold. It feels like another place I'd be picking because circumstances dictate it, but that I wouldn't actually like living there. And I don't think that's going to be I don't think that's going to be comforting to anyone necessarily, because it's like, oh, we're not enough for you. I don't know. I would love having family around, but I wouldn't love having to live in Dallas in order to have family around. So the real hope is, hey, all of you family members that love me, move to Tucson. It's a better city to live in. It's got a hip, vibrant, dynamic vibe. It's a fun city. You should, instead of me moving to Dallas, you should move to Tucson, and we'll all move together.
Well, I think in context, anyway, this is a massive improvement on Wisconsin. It's got to be closer by as far as driving's concerned, eh?
You would think so, but it turns out the American Southwest is really, really long. It is about 17 hours to drive from Madison to Dallas. Because we drove it once, and it was about, I think, 2 8- or 9-hour days. So about 17, 18 hours to drive to Dallas from here. To drive to Dallas from Tucson would be about 15 hours. So it's marginally closer, but not enough that you would actually notice.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It turns out you've got to drive through a good chunk of Arizona, a good chunk of New Mexico, and then a really, really good chunk of Texas to get from Tucson to Dallas. So yeah, a good 15 hours. And that's one of the, you know, we've been putting together a list of pros and cons for a move. And one of the huge cons to Tucson is that if we were going to drive to see Christine's brother in Florida, it'd be a good 24 hours. If we were going to drive from Tucson to Buffalo, it's a good 3 full days worth of driving. And like I say, 15 hours to Dallas. So it's not close to any of our families. It's pretty much, if you want to get there in any kind of reasonable time, it's a flying distance.
Oof.
We did put together a good list of pros, because we didn't want to be moving just for the climate. And one of our big motivations is, I find the humidity so miserable and the cold so miserable that I don't go outside much in Wisconsin, or at least I don't spend significant chunks of time outside doing anything, because I feel like I'm either drowning in the humidity or I'm freezing to death in the cold. And one of the things that appeals to me about Tucson is I feel like I can do more stuff outside with the family. We can go on family bike rides. We can go on family walks. We can do stuff more months out of the year than we can here. And one of the side effects of not having large quantities of water, or any quantities of water in the desert, is that mosquitoes don't lay eggs and hatch and form pestilential clouds. So we've always wanted to be able to go out at night and just lay out in a field on a blanket and look up at the stars and view the constellations and do all of that kind of thing. And we've tried multiple times in Wisconsin to do that. And it turns out you can handle being outside after dark for about 5 minutes before you attract your own personal cloud of mosquitoes. And you get driven right back inside. So in 13 years of trying, we've never actually managed to be outside looking at the stars at night. Whereas in Tucson, with no mosquitoes, we could actually do that. And it would be warm enough year-round that we could pretty much any time we wanted to. And we're close to the mountains, getting outside of the city into the mountains. So it would be relatively easy to go up into the mountains in the evening and stay after dark and do sky gazing in peace and comfort. So that's a big one. Some of the other things that appealed to me about Tucson specifically, or Arizona specifically, over Texas, being close to the West Coast, there's a lot of state and natural parks out on the West Coast and even in Arizona. I visited the Pacific Ocean before, really like the Pacific Ocean. And it's not that far to get from Tucson over to like LA, and being able to have access to some of the parking and entertainment options that are there. So one of the advantages to Tucson over Dallas is just that closeness to the West Coast, of being able to go out and hit the Pacific Ocean or the Redwood Forest or the Grand Canyon, you know, all of the different options that are there on the West Coast. Because I grew up on the East Coast. I know the East Coast really well, but I'd like to give the kids a chance to enjoy the West Coast. So that's one of the attractions to Tucson over Dallas.
Any others?
This one isn't so much a specific advantage of Tucson over Dallas. It's a specific advantage of getting out of Madison or getting out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is basically white people. There are minorities that live in the state, but basically Wisconsin is white people.
Mm.
Whereas Tucson is a very rich cultural mix of Asians and Latinos and whites. And all three of those groups have lived in Tucson for a very long time. And so it's a very well integrated, very diverse community. And we could see that just driving around the city in different neighborhoods. You live in Tucson and you're going to constantly be exposed to people from different cultures, different backgrounds, and different skin colors. And we'd like our kids to grow up somewhere where seeing someone of a different race isn't a, "Mama, why is that person's skin so dark?" but is instead just a natural part of life. And Tucson's very bilingual. Lots of people in the city speak Spanish as either a first or a second language. And so it's a place where they could learn Spanish in school and then actually have people around them that they could talk real Spanish to, rather than learning Spanish just being an entirely academic exercise. So it's like, if we want to raise them in an area that's bilingual and multi-ethnic, Tucson is an incredible place to go. And obviously Dallas has a lot of Latinos too, but I've always been struck when I visited Houston by how well integrated Houston is. And again, Dallas just hasn't given me that same vibe. Things in Dallas just feel more segregated than integrated, whereas Tucson feels really, really integrated. So that was part of, you know, that was one of the things we were deliberately checking out while we were in Tucson to see if we could confirm, is that actually true or not? And it felt, all the different neighborhoods we were in, it felt very, very, very integrated. And we actually, I contacted a realtor before we left Madison, emailed a Tucson area realtor and said, "Hey,
oh wow,
this isn't a bit of an unusual request because we're not actually looking to buy a house. We're just thinking of living in Tucson in general, and we'd kind of like to get a feel for what's it like to live in Tucson as opposed to just visiting as tourists. So we'd kind of like to check out like 3 to 4 different houses just to get a feeling for what stuff is like out there." And he was super nice, spent an entire Friday afternoon with us, and took us to not just 3 different houses. I think we actually visited about 5 houses total. But more importantly, he took us to 3 completely different neighborhoods in Tucson, because Tucson's one of those cities where it's not homogenous. Different neighborhoods have a very different feel to them. And so he said, these are all neighborhoods where it's very family friendly. You'd be surrounded by other families of, you know, roughly the age your kids are in, but they're all very different places, and they'll give you a good feel for what Tucson is like. So we got to bum around a bunch of different neighborhoods and a bunch of different houses, which is part of how I can say different areas in Tucson really are well integrated, because we were driving around getting to see all of it firsthand, which just confirmed, you know what, this is a place we can see ourselves living and see ourselves enjoying living here.
Yeah, that's really cool. I did think when you mentioned Tucson, Arizona in the first place, oh, your kids can learn some good Spanish. No, that's excellent.
Yeah, I actually started playing around with a Spanish Duolingo course just in case we can actually make a move work. Maybe I could pick up at least, you know, some basic "where's the bathroom" Spanish, or "I'd like that taco, please."
Any other qualities about Tucson that you want to mention?
No, I think those are the main ones. I mean, we have looked into, we've got some very good schools here in Oregon, so Oregon, Wisconsin, so one thing we wouldn't want to do is go somewhere with worse schools. And the Tucson Unified School District, if you do any research at all, you will find out Tucson Unified School District does not have a good reputation. But Arizona in general, and Tucson in particular, has a ton of great charter schools. And so the basic understanding is, yeah, if you move to Tucson, you don't necessarily send your kids to TUSD, but you get yourself into a charter school and you can get some really excellent education there. So it's just like everything we look at with Tucson is a positive, except for the fact that our family wouldn't be there. And, you know, family actually plays a role into why we want to get out of the Midwest. Because we figure eventually our parents are going to retire, and there's a possibility parents may want to live closer to us or may even want to move in with us at some point in time. And the Midwest, with all of its iciness, is not a great place to be elderly and prone to falling. It's a great place to have hip injuries and break a hip. Not a great place to be safe. And so it's kind of, if we're going to live somewhere where we can be established and then at some point be able to invite some parents, hey, come on and move in with us, we'll take care of you. I want it to be somewhere in a warm weather climate. And Tucson fits the bill perfectly. Dallas does too, obviously. But, you know, as we look at moving, it's kind of like, Tucson's a place that I can not only see us living there, but I could see inviting family to move, to be there with us and to have a nice warm weather environment when perhaps you don't handle the cold as well because you're not quite as young as you used to be.
Okay, so let's play a game here of time capsule. It is Thursday, April 12th as we record this, but we are not going to be releasing this until it's official. So when do you foresee this move happening?
In the 12 to 24 month time frame, I'm fairly enthusiastic about a move. Christine is not necessarily enthusiastic about a move. Not because she doesn't like Tucson, but because she doesn't want to be farther away from family than we already are. And so part of the compromise of this whole decision has been, we're not going to move unless the situation in Tucson is at least as good as it is here in the Madison area. And a huge part of that is me getting a job that I'm going to enjoy working at and that's going to be as good for me as the job at Epic is. And so a big part of moving is just, can I find a place to work that's going to be a really great place to work, either working directly in Tucson or doing work that's like remote telecommuting type of thing. And we'd prefer not to move in the middle of a school year. And so it's probably like we'll spend this summer looking around and seeing what the work options are, look more seriously for jobs during the next school year, and then hopefully, have stuff lined up so that as the school year finishes, there's a job lined up and there's an opportunity to actually move. But, you know, it might take a while to investigate all of the different options, might take a while to find that job and to get everything logistically lined up. So 12 to 24 months, depending on what's out there.
Boy, it occurs to me that Wisconsin is going to be absolutely unbearable for you over the next year. Now that you're, you have this little bit of a pinpoint of light at the end of the tunnel, that's when it really starts just niggling at you.
Yeah, I loved the climate in Tucson in March. I mean, one of the downsides is it is going to get about 100 degrees in the middle of the summer in Tucson, which is nothing to scoff at. It's a dry heat, yes, absolutely, but it's still 100 degrees. But at the same time, every time it's cold and miserable here, I'm pulling out the weather app and I'm toggling over to Tucson and I'm going, oh, 82. Yeah, 82 would feel really nice right about now. So yeah, going through another winter in Wisconsin is going to be worse than it has been just from having the hope of maybe this is the last one.
Well, that's all pretty exciting news, Joe. A little bit of a bucket of cold water on it taking so long, because now I want to see you off and running. But I think it's really cool that you've decided that you want to move somewhere else and that your wife is up for it. Not wildly enthusiastic, but up for it.
Yeah, it's I'm kind of eager to make it happen because I think Tucson is a fun enough city that if it ever worked out, I would love to invite you and Anna out to visit, just because I think it's a fun city to visit and to do stuff in general.
I'd love to. I think I've told you that, the Southwest is one of those uncharted territories for me. I've never really run around in that climate before.
Yeah, it's. I visited the West Coast on business. I've now visited the Southwest twice. It's an area I'm developing a great appreciation for. And honestly, I think I'm more excited about inviting people to visit us in Tucson than I ever really have been about inviting people to visit us in Madison. Madison just feels, boring, whatever. Come and see us, I guess, but there's not much else to do. Whereas Tucson, I feel like I could invite you out and it'd be like, yeah, come and see us, and there's a ton we can do together.
Very cool. Well, good luck with your grandiose plans, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Perfect.
If you liked the show, help new listeners find it by listening to Reacquainted and rating it in Apple Podcasts. Just go into Apple Podcasts, subscribe to Reacquainted, and rate it. You can also see announcements for new shows, episodes, and upcoming live streams by following @FromVoxDuo on Twitter. Joe blogs at minorthoughts.com and is on Twitter @JMartinDF. Adam is on Twitter as well @AdamVolley. That's Adam VOLLE.